Hello.
Yes, hello, Carla. This is Ruben calling from Local Splash. Just calling
Hi,
you back.
Ruben. Yes.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You say to contact them about that number or?
You will need to contact Yelp, because I was talking with one of my teammates. It seems they were the ones calling you right now. It seems it wasn't Yelp. Because you sent the text messages, and I guess somebody saw them, and they tried to call you. But you would need to call Yelp so they can review that phone number you sent us through the screenshot. This one here, I'm gonna text it over. This is the one you need to have them review, okay? If it's still active, but on publicly, it's not even showing. So I don't know where exactly that one is showing. Did you have ads with Yelp before you worked with us?
No.
No? Okay. But
No.
did you set up the Yelp app yourself?
No, I got Local Splash doing it for me.
Yeah, we created the account and everything then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Where? So you sent us a screenshot of the dial pad. Right? Which
Right.
is what happens when you click that call button, it takes you over there. Can you
Right.
send us a screenshot of where that call button was?
So when I went to jail and have my name and all the info and it says call, and I went to the phone so I can call directly and it took me to that number.
Okay, can you send, do you still have access to that? Can you send us a
Yeah.
screenshot of that just to double check? Just
All
to
right,
confirm?
let me do it right now. Hold on.
Okay. So there's another Yelp account. I see you have, there's another Yelp account that has that number, but that's not the one that we're promoting.
Let me do one
I just
second.
saw that.
Let me on the phone. Wait a minute, don't cry. Okay, so when I said David Diaz Lawn Service, I spelled that wrong.
It should be that one I just sent you through text. I just texted that over. Let me know if you got it. What I see is that you have two Yelp pages.
Okay. One second. So when I go and I do David Diaz Lawn Service, I see on the first page on Google where it says my info on Google, and then when under Google, it says Yelp. And it says Yelp. I click on it.
And that takes
And when
you to
I
the 7700 number, right?
And then it has, yeah, what is so weird is that it has the same way how it looks on Google with the all the stuff I say I was gonna do. And so it looks like this. Okay, I'm gonna send you a screenshot when I go in. It looks like this and I say call. And you click on call and it will pop up the number I sent you. Let me send you a screenshot.
Yeah, I see the reason why.
But it doesn't pop the one you say you see under my business. I don't see that one.
Okay. Yeah, let me basically the main reason why is that one is older than the other. Right? I sent you the link to both pages. Because it seems you have two pages on Yelp. There's David Diaz Lawn Services, Waynesboro 1, I'm sorry, Waynesboro, and then Waynesboro-2. Do you see the links that I sent you?
Let me take a look.
Uh-huh, on to the text. See those websites there?
You did. I see. I see. But they are so weird because they also use the same pictures I have, the same time I have it, and everything that I have on my actual one.
Mm-hmm.
They have it on the other side too.
Yeah, I'm checking what's going on here. Right, but
I see you guys have all my stuff in, and I see my number now. But they're on their side, they're matching everything I have on this Yelp right here, the ones that we recently did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're matching the times, they're matching the pictures, they're matching everything. So, and they're using the other number.
Yeah, I see that. So that one was created. That page has been live a few days ago, right? The Yelp page. That one was created on the live on the 26th. The one we have. Mm-hmm. So this mm-hmm. other one. Let me see. Okay. So that this other page. Do you have access to this other page? You say you have it on your app, right?
No, I don't have access to this old job thing that they have with a different number. I don't even have access to my own account with Yelp, the one you guys just did.
Okay. And we can certainly add you as manager, right, to the account. But the main reason why the other one is coming up first is because it's older, right? Usually what we do is we ask you if you already have an account when you come in, then we just ask you to add us so we can just make the adjustments on that page. Now, at this point, it seems that they created the other account, you know, instead of making adjustments to the one that was already there. So
yeah, what happened is that I never created Adele myself. It was everything through Local Splash until I wasn't able to keep providing any more service.
Okay. So let's see. Because you see, you started with us a few weeks ago, right?
Right. Last mm-hmm. month.
Yeah, let me see.
Well, this month, I don't remember.
Yeah, the beginning of the month. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm just looking at how old is this page.
I think it was back in 2021, based on my court order papers I had. When I practiced everything non-legal for my business, I saw it on the papers I have. It started from on 2021. I think it was around August.
Did you have
July and August?
Yeah, I see pictures from from July 2021. Here on that profile that you're talking about, right?
So yeah. I know I didn't create the website, the old one you see there. I didn't mm-hmm. do it. So, cause I know Local Splash did everything through there. And the same way I did it this time, I have them handle it. Is there no way you guys can have access to it and try to like now I have this other page kind of like step on the other one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's much better if we work on this older one, right? Because it already has the history on Google. So we can work on claiming ownership. If you don't have access to the Yelp page, there's a way for us to try to claim the ownership of the Yelp page. Now that number, usually there's a code that is sent to that number. Now, do you know who created that number for you? Do you recall back in 2021 who you were working with, let's say?
No, I think everything, like I said before, I think all the number and everything was being attached to Locust Plus. I never deal with any other company.
But you weren't working with us in 2021, right?
Yeah.
You were working with us in 2021?
Yeah.
Okay, so you had another account here. Let me pull that up. Okay, just give me a second. So you just recently came back. Okay, gotcha. Okay, so if it was through us, let's say, and you tried to call that call tracking number, did you have another phone number on that old account?
I don't think so, but I think...
I see the canceled account. Okay. Gotcha, okay. I'm sorry about that, Carla. I see the canceled account. Okay. So let's just go back a little. So on this canceled account, you know, we had the call tracking number. So that call tracking number that we created at that point was the 7700 that you sent us through the screenshot. Okay, that was when we created. Now, as long as we had that account active, we kept that number. We kept paying it because we have to pay that month. So when it was canceled, December 2023 is the last payment you made. So after that, we lost that number, right? So that number, we can't use it anymore because we stopped paying for it. So let me just see. In this case, I can send it to my Yelp team. Just letting them know, you know, putting two and two together and just letting them know where that is coming from and see if there's a way for us to get the code through that number that we no longer have access to, that we no longer have as valid.
Right.
Let me just review this, okay? Just one moment, please.
Hey, what is your problem? Do you see mommy on the phone? Why are you crying? That's not a good time to cry.
So the email that had access to that Yelp page is jesusdavidiaz2507@gmail.com. Do you recognize that email?
I do, but I don't have access to that because I have a different, everything is being changed. Mm-hmm. The number doesn't exist. The email doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, like we said, we're currently working on that new account, but I found, like we said, I found the users for this other account that we're talking about. So I'm just going to escalate it with my Yelp team, and hopefully we can find those old logins so we can, you know, just go in and make the adjustments there and just delete the new page that we create. right? So we can have that one that we're talking to, that we were working with before.
Okay, and we have David Diaz Zero. Sorry, Carla Diaz Zero at yahoo.com.
Carla Diaz Zero at yahoo.com. Would you like me to add you as a user on that Yelp account once we claim access?
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, you can certainly get that notated. I will go ahead and talk to my Yelp team, like we said. Usually we get a response within a 24 to 48 business hour time frame. So if you'd like, I can reach back out to you so we can see exactly what the status is on that, okay, and how we're going to fix it.
Okay. Another thing is I know, and we recently said that we had like 2 days a week with you guys, but I wanna let you know that I have 3 people that are like actually want to work because they don't have enough hours from their jobs, and they're like, you know, we really want to work every day, and I know a lot of landscapers is work every day, so I don't see calls coming to me like every day. I just had one call from Lowe's, and I wasn't able to do the work for them because they, I guess this other agency who gets paid through Lowe's and all that, that he was trying to like get cheap price for me, and it wasn't worth it.
Okay.
It wasn't like, I have to let it go because what they was paying me or they tried to pay me for their landscaping, it wasn't fair. So I just told him, hopefully you find another business company, you know, professional and all, because they didn't want to match with my price. And this, I was trying to drop a little bit low, but it's too much land to take care for that price.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, of course, and you need to stay at your price, right? I mean, it's work is work, right? But, you know, we need to make sure that we're still making money out of it, right? Now, I'm looking over the account. I am wondering, I mean, have you talked about the Google Guaranteed ads or the Google ads themselves?
I haven't. I mean, I'm actually staring talking to other companies trying to, like, get any info from me or trying to get details. Like, I don't trust a lot of companies when they try to call me, like this lady. I guess she's trying to sell marketing through me or whatever. But I told her clearly, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I already, and she was like, I can't recognize what is local splash. And she was like, I'm not very, I guess she don't know what Local Splash or what they do, what do you guys do. So I was like, but why don't you do some search about them and then you will know. Like, I just don't have the time to sit here and explain you everything, but they are like any other, I guess, company who sell their marketing, but I have them for years and I like their service, so I come back to them again. So, yeah, so I didn't feel comfortable talking to her. I hang up on her.
Okay. Yeah, no, and you know, unfortunately, since the information is public, you know, that you will be getting, you know, spam, you will be getting salesmen, you know, the call tracking number tries to filter them out as best as it can, but that's what these people do as well, right? They try to avoid those filters, try to get to you. There's, you know, a lot of misinformation that is spread. So I'm glad you know, you're giving us a call so we can make sure we're clear on how we're competing. Now, at the end of the day, like we said, our main goal here is for you to get your business. If we can keep you busy, you know, keep you with calls every day, you will see the value in what we're doing. But we gotta, you know, take a look into what type of tools we're actually using. Because I see, for example, you restarted with the 249 package. From what I understand, so the 249 package, it includes $100 that go to Facebook, the Facebook ads. Now, Facebook ads, they help, right? But those are people that are just scrolling through Facebook and Instagram, looking at pictures, looking at posts, then every once in a while your ad comes up. So it's not like people are actually searching for the service, right? People that have searched for the service in the past. Now that, of course, once it kicks in, of course, it's going to bring you traffic, right? And that's going to help us bring some business. But on Google, you know, the actual site that people use to search things, there's different sections there that are called sponsored sections where businesses compete. And at the end of the day, Google is a business, right? So they have special sections where you can pay them for exposure. There's two types of ads actually on Google. Are you familiar with Google Guaranteed or Google Ads themselves?
I'm just learning all this right now.
Oh, okay. And that's something that's always available, okay? So I don't think I'm rushing you into a decision, but it's good for you to know, you know, exactly what is out there. Because, for example, for lawn care services, if you do a search right now, you know, you see the sponsored businesses first, which is basically businesses that have gone through a background check with Google, and they have a pay-per-call service set up. Under that, there's the paper website visit or pay-per-click. So those are, let's say, two types of ads that come up when somebody's searching for something specific. So we do see, you know, those as a very good tool. Google Guaranteed, especially because you're paying only for phone call. And if it's not a valid lead, you don't pay for it, right? It's an exclusive lead for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't talked to our specialist about the price businesses are bidding per phone call in that area?
No.
I see. Do you have social security number?
Who then? I don't know.
No, you, or the business owner.
I do. I just say I have everything legal by the court.
Okay. No, that's perfect. That's perfect. Now, so we have insurance and you have licensing and everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So at this point, I mean, I could, you know, I could connect you with a specialist that can actually review the area in your location and see exactly mm-hmm. how much they're actually bidding per phone call, right? And
yeah.
You can see if it's a good thing or not. At the end of the day, all of them will be recorded, so you can keep track of how much money you're making too.
How much money I'm making with the lead?
With that Google Guaranteed program. Mm-hmm.
Oh well, I don't want to pay no more than $250. I'm just like right now. I just spend a lot of money on extra tools I just got. And like I said, I'm so into it. I don't want nothing to be missed on my landscaping service. So I invest a lot of money to it. Right now, I just trust you guys. Do you guys do what you can and see if I can start getting more leads because, like, really, I need to work a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. No, and the Facebook ads are definitely going to help us get the ball rolling, like you said.
Right? I just don't have access to the Facebook. They say that was kind of crazy for me because I told them I have issue with my own Facebook website that I did myself. I was all messed up. I created a Facebook a long time ago so I can see all the people's businesses or whatever, life. But it wasn't like something I wanted to do under my name. So when I want to go back and change it to my real name, I couldn't.
Okay. I see.
Now, when they sent me the link of Facebook so I can attach the Facebook to the other Facebook, it was trying to help me out. I couldn't. And I was having some problems, and they said they was going to do what they can on their end, and they said they was going to do a Facebook thing. But that was a week or two ago. I don't know if they already done it.
Okay. Let me check that out for you. Because I see there was an order for a Facebook page to be created. So that was that really spoke with Victor at that point. Let me see.
I'm just thinking delete maybe the Facebook I have and download another one. I don't know, maybe that's, maybe I can do that, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's because usually we just ask you to create the shell and then just give us access and we fill out, we fill everything up, right? But I can walk you through how to do it, right? Not a problem. So do you have access to your personal profile right now? Do you remember the username and password for it?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
No.
Do you know but what email?
Can we, I don't think I use email for that Facebook.
Okay.
But let me, can we have a call on next week about the Facebook thing?
Yeah, absolutely. But what's a good time for me to call you back?
540-470-4587.
Oh, yeah. No, that's your phone number, right? Uh-huh. But when can I call you back? What day of the week?
Wednesday is fine.
Wednesday?
Around 2 o'clock.
Wednesday around 2. Let me just check my schedule really quickly. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I can certainly give you a call at 2 on Wednesday, and we can review it. Not a problem.
Also, maybe possibly I can do it too, but I'm not sure. Let me see what I can do on my end. Will you send me the Facebook link so I can attach it that to the new Facebook if I'm able to do it this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to go ahead and just email that so you can try to set it up. Okay, if you have any issues, I can, like I said, I can give you a call Wednesday.
Okay. I have to download another Facebook and then attach that Facebook to the link you're going to send me, right?
Yeah. Basically, you need to create the page from the personal profile, but you need to, it's going to ask you for the username and password when you add us. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So if not, like we said, the other option is we can create the Facebook page, but we stay as owners of that account, right? We can't transfer it. So that's
what he said he was gonna do. So I have not heard anything from him.
Okay, let me see what they told him.
What?
Mm-hmm. We'll need to get in touch with Victor and our Facebook ad specialist to see exactly what the status of that new page is. But if it was already requested by him, then that should already be done, right?
Right.
And double check with them. But, you know, that would be the easier route. We take care of it. It's just, like we said, we stay as owners of that profile in case you ever, you know, want to transfer it, just to make sure we're aware of it. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine. So I'll wait until you guys say something also.
I'm going to send you a little text message right now. Well, as soon as I hear from my Facebook team in regards to, you know, what is the expected time frame for that to be ready and to publish the ads. Because we need them published as soon as possible.
How, if I have videos, should I have to send those videos through my dashboard I have?
I would recommend you upload them through the app, through the dashboard. If you
okay.
Are you familiar with how to upload the videos?
Yeah, I'll be sending pictures.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, there's a little section under that that's business videos. So you can that sends us the video with the original quality. Okay? Cuz if you send it through text, they become very small. We can't use them. Okay?
Okay. So hopefully because I haven't got calls besides one this week. But hopefully I start getting more leads calling because, like I said, I need to work a little bit more.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, I just feel irritated when the week is over and no calls.
Nothing has come in. No, I get it. I get it absolutely. And I'm sure we can definitely, make sure we climb up the ladder, make sure we start getting leads consistently. It's just a matter of completing the setup. You know, now that you're back, we just want to make sure everything is in the best shape possible for you to start competing again. Okay?
So right.
I will be sending you a little text message no later than today, letting you know exactly when that page would be ready so we can go from there. Okay?
Can you also make a note for everything you say about the competing leads and stuff like that and how much I really need to run on business, my service? So
yeah,
everybody is updated about it.
I can go ahead and send you an estimate through email of more or less, you know, what the estimated budget is in your area. And like we said, I mean, if you do a search, if you do several searches, you're going to see what we're talking about, right? You're going to see the sponsored businesses above everything else, and those businesses rotate, right? Since it's pay-per-call, Google gives them the exposure to actually get those calls in order for them to actually, you know, charge them. Otherwise, regardless of how many times it's shown, if they don't click the call button, you don't get charged for it, right? So it's definitely, you know, something that you may want to, you know, research, because it's totally worth it.
I know. I guess I'm just starting.
Yeah.
I don't really see it a lot right now, but.
Yeah. No. This alone is going to you're going to see things being boosted again. They're going to see things, you know, coming in a lot more frequently. It's just the reality of where we're standing now compared to where we were back in 2021, right? I mean, the competition, the amount of businesses, the different features that are on these different search engines are real, right? So it's just, we want to make sure you run your business, you know, smoothly, but, you know, keeping in mind the fact that, you know, where it is a real competition with, you know, hundreds of businesses that are on Google, right? Not only for your service area, but for all the different areas that we're trying to target.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we can discuss that later, like we said. I mean, we can, like we said, focus on this first, make sure this is rolling first, and then we can discuss that at any point, okay?
All right, thank you for your time with me, and have a good day. I'll be waiting on you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'll keep in touch with you, all right? Anything, my name is Ruben. You can ask for me. If I'm not available on the spot, as soon as I am, I can reach out, okay?
Thank you, Ruben. Bye. Good night.
Have a good one. Take care. Bye-bye.